Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dude. I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skid Mark Steve.
Hey, dude.
Still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games. What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
You think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he made playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey, want to do an interview with me?
No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Hour number two, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. Rashad and I are going over the 2013 NBA draft. That was the Anthony Bennett draft. And it's pretty wild because picks 1-9, not great.
Not
but
great.
Picks 10 through 15, pretty damn good.
Yeah, the pundits got it wrong, like hella wrong.
Again, 1-9. I'm going to run 1-9 for you guys real quick of the 2013
please.
Draft. So number one, Anthony Bennett. Number two, Victor Oladipo. Meh. For a number two overall pick,
Victor was an all-star, so, I mean, I'll give him.
Yeah, but also for a number two overall pick, like, a lot of injuries. You probably expected more out of your number two overall
Kelly
pick.
Kelly Olynyk was in this draft, too.
Oh, I'll get to that. So, number one, Bennett. Number two, Oladipo. Number three, Otto Porter Jr. Number four, Cody Zeller.
Nope.
Number five, Alex Len. Number six, Nerlens Noel. Number seven, Ben McLemore. Number eight, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, solid little role player. Number nine, Trey Burke. That is your 1-9 right there of the 2013 NBA draft.
That's straight ass.
10 through 15, CJ McCollum, Michael Carter Williams.
Rookie of the year that year?
Yeah, that's probably the only good thing he did during the NBA. CJ McCollum, Michael Carter Williams, Steven Adams, Kelly Olynyk, Shabazz Muhammad, and then, oh yeah, outside of the lottery, Giannis Antetokounmpo. So 10 through 15, you had four regular NBA players, an MVP essentially in there. Giannis, CJ, Steven Adams, and Kelly Olynyk all went 10 through 15. And then 1-9, you got two guys in there that made a career for themselves in Victor Oladipo and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
I mean,
and KCP didn't shoot once during the game yesterday, at least during the first quarter. Let me point that out.
Well, and KCP really wasn't doing anything for the first like 5 years, it seemed like, of his career when he was with the Pistons and then the Wizards. And then by the time he got to the Lakers, that's when people actually started paying attention to him. He was at the Wizards for 1 year after the Lakers, and then he went to the Nuggets. So that's why. Okay. Well, when you're on the Wizards, nobody remembers anything that you do or when you were there. So,
ouch.
He was part of the package for Russell Westbrook. So, 2013 draft, not good. Not good
no,
at all.
I think that might...
Rudy Gobert went 27th overall in that draft.
So you got some stars in that draft, at least. Wow. You got some all-stars in there. You got a guy, and even CJ has been a fringe, borderline all-star for most of his career as
a certified
as a trailblazer.
Bucket getter, as people would say.
Yeah, and so you got some guys, and then you got the what could be considered the best player in the league at this point, in Giannis, in that draft. So it's not a total bust. We've seen some drafts with
it's
a lot worse.
Bad.
It's still pretty bad.
Just one through nine is just like, yeah, dude.
We've seen some drafts that, I'm not sure who else was in the Michael Olabakandi draft. It was pretty
was that
bleak,
year
though.
2000?
I think that was 2000. I was working at the zoo when that draft came on. That's just a random point. I remember
you just
that.
Remember?
I missed it. I missed it. It was on a Thursday. I was pissed because I wanted
to see
an
elephant ear. And I was not happy that I was
I was making elephant ears. That's the cool part. I was making elephant ears, and I was pissed because I wanted to watch the draft.
Isn't it like the 2000 draft that's widely panned as like the worst of all time?
I think that's the Olabakandi draft.
I know Kmart. I remember Kenyon Martin was, I believe, the first overall pick of that draft. And that was like the one guy that ended up being good. But everybody else, nah.
Well, if the Blazers get the number one pick, then this will be the best draft of all time. Guarantee it. But if they get somewhere around like... 6th or 7th. I don't know how I'm feeling about this draft at that point. It's only going to be good if the Blazers get the number one overall pick. Then I'll start slowly doing mental gymnastics, talking in myself into Alexandre Sarr or whoever is supposed to go number one overall. So Magic Cavs. Why does nobody care about this series?
Like because they put it on NBA TV. Like people
they,
would
yep,
care.
They made sure you didn't care.
Yeah,
about
they, people would
seriously.
Care if it were put on. ABC or ESPN or TNT or one of the three places that you play the games, but instead you basically put them in basketball purgatory by putting them on. I don't have NBA TV. I stopped paying for NBA. That's
so even if like, I mean, but even before then, like the league knew, and I feel like I heard Dirt and Sprague talking about it too. Like that's the NBA TV series right there. Magic Cavs. Like, I mean, I understand somebody's got to be it, but is this really, like, Paolo Banchero, number one overall pick, Donovan Mitchell, who's been a stud in the playoffs since he got into the playoffs with the Jazz for the first, like, he's been a great playoff player. You got Darius Garland, who's a former All-Star. I mean, you got Evan Mobley, who's a rising star in this game as well. I mean, is it because of the Magic? I feel like the Magic are the ones that are holding this series down.
I don't know. I feel like you've got two franchises that are... both on the way up, right? Neither of them are a play-in team. And for whatever reason, Orlando is, if you've ever been to Orlando, it's not like the coolest place. They got Disney World, but that's about it. Cleveland's definitely not the coolest place. These aren't two sexy teams that are playing right now.
I just find it funny that it's like game 7, and I had to... like, look up today, I was like, wait, isn't Game 7 today? Like, usually they're like, oh, dude, Game 7, hell yes.
Advertising the heck
sign
out of
me
it.
Up.
If it were on ESPN, it would have been run in 6 promos just this
absolutely.
Morning.
They would have talked about it on every sports platform if it were on ESPN or if it were on TNT. I would love for Charles and Chuck, excuse me, and Shaq and Kenny to cover this game and just to see what they're saying about, but they haven't got any of that stuff. And I think it's kind of,
well,
it
Chuck
sucks,
would
so.
Definitely say Paolo Banchero's name wrong.
Absolutely. Pablo Banchero.
Oh, Pablo Banchero. Yeah. He's a good young
Pablo
player.
Pablo Banchero. He's
I got to find the audio of Chuck trying to pronounce the Thunder's head coach's last name, Mark Daigneault. It's one of those. It's like, yep, that's about as how I expected that to go right there.
Good job, Chuck.
Because he just absolutely butchers it. No. Is this also a matter of like congratulations to the team. You now get to lose to Boston next round. Is that maybe why this is also like not as hyped?
Probably. This is seems like a nice.
Like we kind of know the destiny of you.
But still,
either of these teams.
You would think you'd want to put them on some mainstream kind of television networks just because. You're next. You're going to be on TV next, and everybody's going to be like, yeah. "Who are these guys?" Like, I don't know anything about Orlando. I think it's going to be Cleveland that wins, but I don't know anything about Cleveland. So why would I care to watch them against Boston get obliterated?
I mean, I agree with Rashad. I don't understand what the NBA is doing. I do feel like they're kind of handicapping themselves. Like, hey, let's just cut ourselves off at the knees while we're trying to compete with the NFL. Hey, guess what? You're not competing with the NFL right now, so put all of your games, the 1 versus 8, the 4 versus 5, on TNT, on ABC and ESPN, leaving one or two off like that when you are trying to make up all of these numbers. Like, each of these million viewers counts, and they really help you going into negotiations. It's just it is such hubris, and I think it's bad hubris. It's such a bad business practice for the NBA to just throw one of their games on a network that, what, I would say most people in this country don't even have.
Man, I should have thrown this on the poll question as one of the best battles going on right now. Magic, Cavs versus ratings.
That's fair.
I'd be curious to know what those ratings are for NBA TV, though. I mean, I'm sure people are actually watching, those games. I'm curious to know, like, how many people are actually watching.
Could you imagine if a playoff game for the NFL was only on NFL Network, you guys? Just picture that.
The NFL would never be so silly.
Or if they put it, like only on a streaming service or something like that. Like, what a stupid idea that would be.
Well, to us, maybe, but they got a ton of Peacock subscriptions. That, I think, the next month afterwards.
And then canceled
later. No, they did not. The numbers show that because you and I and Rashad are all...
They're banking on people being stupid and not canceling.
We're all idiots. We forget. Yeah. And they
it's only
had,
$6 for Peacock, so I'm sure a lot of people were like,
I'm not appreciative of the Mike Tirico propaganda job the week after the game. Huge success. All these millions of people watching. It was great, and we can't wait to do it again.
If they were paying you $10 million, you'd shine
I'm
that
like,
turd
dude,
to Joe.
Get out of here.
Donovan Mitchell is too nice, though, man. He's the way he weaves in and out of traffic and stuff like that, get to the rim. He can finish above the rim. He can shoot a three. He can break you down off the one-on-one. Like,
that's right. 50 points the other day.
He's a beast.
Couldn't help his team win, though.
Paolo Banchero, man, from the Northwest. You know, we forget that. A Seattle kid.
Pablo,
excuse me. Sorry, Chuck. But yeah, Pablo is out there just doing absolute work, man. There's so many dudes from Seattle that are just so nice in the NBA.
The Ducks should start stealing them from Seattle and start recruiting them.
They should, because UW That'd be cool. is for sure not getting them.
By the way, Sports Sunday poll question brought to you by your mom. What is the best battle going on right now? T-Wolves versus Nuggets? Kendrick versus Drake? That's what I voted for, even though it's not much of a battle anymore. Kentucky Derby horses versus euthanasia? Maple Leafs versus success? Right now, leader in the clubhouse, T-Wolves versus Nuggets, 57.3%. Maple Leafs versus success, 21.3%. Kendrick versus Drake. We just had some numbers shift. Now 15.6%. And then horses versus euthanasia, 5.2%.
I don't know, man. For me, that Kendrick Drake, stuff has gotten it's gotten really personal. My God. You can tell Kendrick Lamar does not like Drake. At first, I was like, okay, this is a friendly fade. This is a nice little
Did you see
battle
the one
rap.
Yesterday he dropped? They not like
he's
us?
He's dropped a rap like every day, or dropped a diss like almost every day for like the past 3 or 4 days. Like, he's on a mission to ruin
they not
Drake.
Like us. They not like us. Yeah, quite honestly, Drake should just keep doing this because we'll get more Kendrick more frequently.
But
we won't have to wait 5 years for 6 new Kendrick songs.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I like it, but I think Drake is a little in over his head. I here's the cool part. I can listen to Drake more than I can listen to Kendrick. I think there's more replay value with a lot of Drake's music. Kendrick is great, but like on a long road trip or something like that, I'd be like,
well,
okay.
There's a lot of like complex lyrics, and he's kind of a thinking man's
Which
rapper,
is fine.
You know.
Which is
so
fine.
I
so
understand
Nas.
You want
so is Nas,
the, you know?
And after a little bit, I'm like, okay, I like Nas, but we can listen to something else. Like it's okay, it's cool. Sometime, and this sounds crazy, guys. Sometime when I listen to music, I just want to have fun.
Hey,
like sometimes I don't want to be lectured, and I don't want to be preach that. That's good for some things, but other times I would much rather sit back and just dance.
Well, you don't listen, so you don't know what songs are the danceable party songs.
No.
I gave you five for your wedding
King
playlist.
King Kunta. That's his best, is probably his best dance
song. I gave
song.
You at least five for your wedding playlist.
Dude,
all right?
Be humble, sit down, Kendrick Lamar. That's, I love
that's
that
a
beat.
Really cool song, but I'm not dancing to that. Let's get on the dance floor.
I requested, by the way, the first verse for Good Kid, Mad City. So I hope I hear that at the wedding. Text line, Vancouver 4 text line. Someone says that I'm mispronouncing it, too. It's not Diagonal. It's Dagano.
Yeah, oh, Dagano.
Yeah.
Someone says I'm a Maine native, as is Dagonal. It's Dagano.
Thank you, Maine.
Dagano.
Thank you, Mr. Mainer.
But tons of people get it wrong.
Is he from Portland, Maine? That'd be really weird if you
right,
moved to Portland.
Good old Maynard from Portland.
And then someone else said, if people knew more about the Maple Leafs, this would be a blowout. Yeah, that's why I put it up there. I mean, Maple Leafs, man. Even when the
Drake's team, so of course they're losing right now.
Even when you think that they are might have given themselves a chance, they force a game 7 after being down 3-1, and they blow it. Classic Maple Leafs. All right, going to take a break. Who are you more pissed at? This guy's on the court performance or this guy's off the court behavior? We get to that next. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, NBA playoffs going on right now, if you haven't heard. 76ers. Well, we'll get to that here in a second. But the who is it? What's going on? Magic. Cavaliers, right now, first quarter, Orlando Magic up 16-10 on the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 7. The winner of this will take on the Boston Celtics in the next round. Besides the, you know what, we'll do that in the next segment because I want to get to this. I want to talk about some of the other playoff matchups.
Okay.
But I want to pose this question to you two fellas and the listeners out there, Vancouver Ford text line. You can text in 503-864-6326. Who are you more upset with? Tobias Harris and his on-court performance with the money that he is making, or Patrick Beverley and his off-the-court behavior with him just being an idiot overall? Because I feel like you could make a strong case for both of them. Tobias Harris, seemingly off the court, great dude. Like, I was reading a story this week that, and I think they timed the story out to just like probably make you not be so upset with him. But apparently him and his brother are trying to help with families in L.A. that are low income and trying to like build houses out there and trying to give people that are underprivileged a little bit better of a chance in the Los Angeles community. Seems like he's a good dude. But my God, I do not know how you look yourself in the mirror when your job is to be a professional basketball player and you get a 5-year, $180 million contract. And in one of the most important games of the season, you put up 0 points shooting 0-for-2 from the field for the Philadelphia 76ers. That dude has been one of the most disappointing players I feel like I have ever seen in the NBA with the amount of money that he's making. If he was making like 5 years, 50 mil, then he would maybe get a pass. You are getting paid all-star level money. 5 years, $180 million. This year alone, he made $39.2 million.
That was a max contract when he signed that, wasn't it?
$39 million Tobias Harris made. God. And you're getting 0 points on 0-of-2 shooting in a pivotal game to extend your season against the New York Knicks. Like, what else do you need, brother, to like push you to like, hey, maybe I give this a try. You know, maybe we'll see if I can contribute some way. I haven't even looked up the rest of his game logs for this year, but that alone right there in that game just made me disgusted to be like, how do you look yourself in the mirror and be like, well, I did everything I could. Like, you got to be kidding me. On the flip side, you look at Patrick Beverley, that dude, when it comes to on the court, gives it his all, right? He is a gnat. He is an annoyance. He has to do things. He has to give himself leverage out there because he is undersized. He can't shoot as well. So he has to do things out there that give him an edge and give him an advantage and gets into other players' heads so that way he can make a difference for his team. And he actually seemingly gives an F on the court from the way that you see him play and perform. But when you got him throwing the ball at fans multiple times in Indiana when he's on the bench towards the end of the game, when the team is lost and it's basically decided you got like a minute or two left in the game, and he's throwing a ball at fans after they said that, I believe the reports are saying that this fan was saying 1-2-3 Cancun as they were breaking the huddle. The Bucks were breaking their own huddle. The fan was behind them saying 1-2-3 Cancun, which is hilarious in itself.
It is.
So uber sensitive in that sense, where he's throwing the ball, it hits a lady in the head, and then he throws it at another. And then in the post-game press conference, telling one of the ESPN reporters, producers, that you can't interview me.
Do you follow my podcast? No.
No.
Then, not just an ESPN person. She's like the director of ESPN's, like,
I've seen multiple people
something like that. She's a pretty big wig with ESPN. So
people like came to her side and said, like, dude, that is like one of the last people you would do that to because of her track record and how well she's known in reporting and league circles. So, and then not just saying no, you can't interview, but leave the circle. Like, you need to leave the area of the people with their microphones trying to pick up on, like, get like. So again, I don't know.
Number one, your podcast is trash. Like, let's just be real. But continue, Joe. I'm sorry.
I don't know, again, who I'm upset at more because, yeah, we can obviously be, you know, somewhat like fake outrage. I can't believe Patrick Beverly did that. Oh, my God. It's like, yeah, we've seen him for the last few years now. This is who he is. But when it comes to basketball versus being a human being and being a decent human being at that, like, again, the sports side of me that says, like, Tobias Harris, I'm absolutely disgusted with you and what you have done for in your tenure with the 76ers, which is little to nothing with the amount of money that you are getting paid, a disgusting amount of money to put up those numbers in that performance versus, again, Pat Bev, who is just trying to stay on a team at this point and at least shows that he cares somewhat and gives an effort out there. But what he does off the court and how he is just he's a douche.
Well, here's the thing about effort. Because I think we all would like Tobias Harris to shoot more than twice. Only Kyle Lowry shot, you know, twice as far as the starters. But
yeah, he's not getting paid $40 million.
And Embiid shot, you know, 25 times. And Maxey shot 18 times. And these guys are fighting for their lives. So, of course, your three best scorers, Kelly Oubre, shot 14 times. But here's the cold part. Tobias Harris, 0 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. A minus 10.
I think J. Cole could have gotten minus. More points than that.
No, he couldn't.
How many minutes did he play?
He played 29 minutes.
See, so what the hell are you doing out there? You're basically doing cardio for a full NBA playoff game.
Pat Bev played 40 minutes, was 3 of 11, which you never want Pat Beverly shooting, and he ended with 6 points and had a minus 11, you know, on the night. Technically, Tobias Harris still played well. He played better than Patrick Beverly. I'll say that. As far as, you know, what he did. Patrick Beverly's...
No, he didn't. Gave,
no, I'm saying his plus minus says he did. You know, for so...
If I you're, don't if you're, care
if you're a plus,
plus
minus,
minus
guy, fine. But 3 for 11, again, that's definitely not the guy you want shooting. But Patrick Beverly is... I'll give Tobias Harris the benefit of the doubt because he had 19 the night before, you know, when they actually, like, won a game, I think it was. And so... He actually has been trying to do his part, which I think it's still kind of tough for him to figure out what exactly is my part now. You know, if Embiid's got to go off for 40 every game, we know Maxey's going to be the second one. We know Kelly Oubre's not coughing the ball up once he get it. So where do I actually fit in?
But
you know,
two
here?
Shots, Rashad.
But
that's
two
like
shots. No, he needs more than two shots. But Embiid got 40, so you have to give him the ball. Like you're trying to get back in this game. Who do you want shooting? Tobias Harris or Embiid? Oh, so that's that part. But Patrick Beverly, he's a legend in his own mind. In his mind, Pat Bev really believes that he's one of them ones. And I think we all know that he's not. And so for all the on-the-court antics and off-the-court antics and for the podcast, and if you listen to his podcast, it's, bro, you really feel yourself. You really think that you're cold. And you're in the NBA, so clearly you're cold. You come to 24-Hour Fitness or Bally's or any one of those places, then you're definitely the best person in the gym, you know, as far as hoop. But NBA standards, Pat Bev, you're not even close to being that dude. You're playing and starting right now out of necessity, not because you are just the game-changing person for that team.
I'm going to read you Tobias Harris's numbers for this series against the Knicks, okay? So game one, 7 points on 3 of 7 shooting. Game two, 10 points, 4 of 11 shooting. Game three, 8 points, 4 of 10 shooting. Game four, 10 points, shooting 4 of 10 from the field. Hey, you got 19 out of him in game five. There you go, on 7 of 11 shooting. And then, as mentioned, in game six, when your season is on the line, you score 0 points and go 0 of 2 from the field. When it comes from a how much am I paying for what am I getting, that is egregious, dude. Like, that is, and I would love
you're
to,
paying a lot.
I would love to take a look at other contracts and stats and what you're getting. Like, you know, great. Regular season numbers, fine, whatever. He averaged like 17 this year, shot 45%, 48%, excuse me, from the field. Cool. When it comes to when it matters most in the playoffs, you do nothing for me. And when I am paying you that much, I would feel like the dollars matter more during this time of year than in October or November, December, well, what you're doing for
me. And also money is different now. Like guys that would never have big money, you're getting it because it's there to give away. So when you have a guy like Tobias Harris who, You know, I don't really know what his role is on this team. And honestly, I don't know if he really knows what his role is on this 76er squad. But you would like for him to shoot more, obviously, more than two shots. But, yeah, I don't know, 29 minutes, you know, the other night. So clearly wasn't playing as much as he had been playing. It's the least amount of minutes he'd played in any of these first-round playoff games. 49 the night before when he got 19. 34 the night before that, or the game before that. 33, 41, 31, 29 all of a sudden in the closeout game. So there was something behind that. For the reason he only shot twice.
When it comes to really bad contracts, though, we might have a new leader in the clubhouse next season, because Tobias Harris, that was the last year of his deal. So whether, I mean, if you're Philly, for the love of God, don't bring him back. Like, that ship has sailed. You gave him 5 years, 180, and what'd you get out of it? Like, I think it's time to move on there. So with that being said, we might have a new worst contract as far as quote-unquote star players go. And we'll get to that next, because I also want to ask you guys what you would do with this team, because, boy, it's going to be a mess going forward. We do that next here on Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan. 1080 The Fan, but first, Schultzy Sports Center update. So we're not going to have any of the old Overholt, are we?
Just maybe doesn't not look good, bro.
I'm with it.
On the YouTube stream, you can see the old Overholt.
I'm with
straight
it.
Straight rye whiskey.
I'm not a rye guy.
Born in Pennsylvania, made in Kentucky.
What's your favorite liquor, Rashawn?
Established in 1810. You said
what? What's your favorite liquor, since it is your birthday?
You know, honestly.
We'll give it a whiff.
Honestly, I'm not sure. I don't know if I really have a favorite.
Oh, that's some damn good whiskey right there, boy.
I'm a whiskey guy, so probably, you know, a Maker's or something like that.
You know, a very contentious point that I didn't realize, because I just like bourbon.
Yeah.
What are our feelings on scotch?
I mean, I'm not a scotch
I love
guy.
Scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. There it goes down.
Down into my belly. Mm-mm-mm.
So I do like scotch. You know?
Yeah.
That's like the Crown Royal. Like, all that's right. That's Canadian, like scotch whiskey, right? There's Canadian, there's scotch, there's bourbon, which bourbon is only in Kentucky, right?
I definitely fuck with the... I definitely mess with... with anything scotch for the most part. OMG.
Woo!
All right, my fingers are ready.
Yeah, they are.
All right, fast finger Schultzy, that's what they call it.
Let's stop talking for the next 2 minutes so we can allow this to get back
to
up.
To catch up? My gosh, man.
It's
wild,
it happens,
man.
Happens to the best.
Listen,
of us.
That's it's wild. A tough game. It's tough in these streets, all right?
It is. It is. It
I'm just going to go
players,
listen to make sure I caught
up.
That.
Players mess up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see, you could beat Tobias Harris, play 30 minutes, shoot 0-for-2, score no points, and still make $40 million. But a little slip of the tongue here on the radio makes $10 an hour. You're fired!
Have your head. Have your head. Luckily, I don't think anybody's really listening right now.
Yeah, maybe that's how we figure that out via the Vancouver Four text line.
Whoa, what
did
you
say? Just hear that?
No.
503-864-6326.
Nobody heard that.
Please text in to hopefully let us know, A, if you're listening, and B, if you heard that.
No, of course not. But to answer your question, I do love a good scotch. Like, really.
You do F with a good scotch.
I do, you know. So, not something I really buy as often. I'm not sure how often y'all actually partake in scotch.
Oh, God.
We got it. We're all good. We're all good.
Good. That's why you're the man. That's why they tell you the
big
bucks.
I do know that it's not good on the stream and YouTube. That goes out. There ain't no dump button on that.
Well, they're not monitored by the FCC, so no bother.
So I will say that that if you were listening via the Odyssey app, or on YouTube, you got yourself a treat there.
Yeah, that's kind of tight.
little Easter egg there.
A little behind the scenes type stuff.
All right, so one of the, I digress. One of the contracts I wanted to bring up, and this team, because it's been, we talked about it a little bit last week, is the Phoenix Suns. The Bradley Beal contract, depending on how he plays going forward, that is a contract that the Suns probably don't want to F with this point.
It was bad in Washington. And so Phoenix knew that, though. And that's the cold part. Phoenix knew how bad Bradley Beal's contract was before they made the deal for Bradley Beal. And then he got there and like, oh, now Phoenix is screwed. You talk about a franchise that has no idea which way is up right now. There's a good chance they're going to lose Devin Booker. There's a lot of New York, you know, Knicks talk. I think that would be terrible for the Knicks, but, you know.
Well, this is where I wanted to go next, but I'm glad that you brought it up, is like, yeah, you have three massive contracts in Bradley Beal, and that's going to be untradeable. I'm pretty sure he has a no-trade clause in that contract as well, so he gets to dictate what happens with it and what team he would even go to. But you also have Kevin Durant and you have Devin Booker. And I was talking about it with Danny a little bit on Friday, I want to believe. It's like, out of Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, because you're stuck with that Bradley Beal contract.
Oh,
like,
it's bad.
It's not great, Bob. But you have Kevin Durant and you have Devin Booker. It sounds like that the Suns are going to make a choice between one of those two players as far as who you keep on this team going forward. Because I do not think you can go into the future with all three of these contracts. You cannot. It's not feasible. So who do you get rid of? Do you get rid of Kevin Durant or do you get rid of Devin Booker? I mean, that is, to me, I have my answer, but I'm curious what you guys think.
Well, one is an aging superstar that has had an Achilles injury, which he's played well through.
Kevin Durant, 35. His hair, 45.
And then you have a great head of hair on the other side and Devin Booker.
Well, who knows? It could be fake.
And we hear that might be a piece. So we don't know exactly what's going on with the top of Devin Booker's head. You know, but you do have...
Real quickly, did you see the graphic that they made?
Of course.
When the Timberwolves beat the Suns?
Yeah, absolutely. So
that's a deep internet cut right there.
So we'll see. I think it'd be smart money to stay with Devin Booker. But he's been in Phoenix for a while. He's been close, but no cigar, you know, at least 1 year.
Kind of a bitch though.
He's a little bit of a diva, you know, but
he is 27.
He's 27, 35. I'm taking the 27-year-old. This is kind of, the Lakers had a similar situation with Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe, and where it was like, well, here's Shaq and he's 30 something, and then we got this 26-year-old dude over here. It's like, yeah, we think we got to go with the younger guy. Like we have to. It's just good business, and so you have two guys that do the same thing for the most part.
That's
the cold part.
Yeah, I don't think you can trade anybody but Devin Booker. I feel like he's the most tradable asset on your roster.
It's true.
I would hope that teams have figured out the Kevin Durant experiment after Golden State. This is the second stop after Brooklyn that he's made.
But there might be some veteran teams that might have some draft capital and stuff like that just need a player like Kevin Durant to get over the hump. There's some guys some teams that don't really care about building for the future. Let's win now. Like, let's go ahead and win right now. So we can trade away some of our draft capital if it gets us a Kevin Durant, a guy that can help us win now. If you're talking about for the future, for the long run, Devin Booker is definitely the way that you want to go.
But do they, whoever's trading for Kevin Durant, that's a $50 million salary we're talking about, y'all. I mean, we've kind of got to narrow it down to like three or four select options that actually have the room available. And it's kind of just, hey, we're going to give you our scraps and try to make this match salary-wise, and that's all Phoenix is going to be able to get. And
Kevin Durant, he's got 2 years left on his contract. Excuse me, 3 years, and then he's an unrestricted free agent after the 26-27 season.
At 38?
That sounds
37,
like
38, yeah.
Doing math. Yeah, that's correct. Devin Booker, he is locked in through 28-29. Oh, my God. He is making $72 million in that last year.
It's too much.
And KD would have, like, a buyout would be the only real thing that you could, you know, probably do to get him on a contending team right now. But I don't know, man. I think, like I said, Phoenix is screwed. They gave away all their draft picks, so they don't have a pick for the next, 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. So there goes your franchise's future. So now you have to keep these stars because you have nothing else to build around them. Like I don't know. I think it's nasty work by the Phoenix Suns. Like I probably wouldn't have made that deal for Bradley Beal because who gets three of the same player? You know, the reason Boston was able to win is because you had all these three superstars that could do a lot of similar stuff, but they all decided to, okay, for the betterment of this team, Ray Allen, I'm a really good spot-up shooter. I'm a really good shooter. Cool. You shoot. We don't need you to break anybody down off the dribble. You shoot. KG, oh, I'm a defender, and I can be the... Great, you do that. Paul Pierce, I'm taking people one-on-one and everything. Cool. Everybody's got their role to play. When everybody's role is to shoot and score, I'm sorry, we're not at the park right now.
Apologies. Durant's contract ends after the 25-26 season.
Oh, so next year.
Yeah, and Devin Booker's ends after the 27-28 season. That final year, he will make $62 million, which is still
You kind of wonder, I agree with that puking sound, you wonder if more teams are going to be in the situations like the Phoenix Suns as we get closer to this next CBA ending. I think it's like 2030 is what this next CBA lasts until for the NBA. We're going to be seeing guys on every team, two or three at least, making 40, 50, if not 60 mil by the end of this. Inflation ain't rising that fast, guys. I am not. Let me try to state this. Is everyone, oh, Jordan, you don't want players to be poor? No. I am all about players getting their bag. However, it's to the point now, guys, and I feel like we're seeing this with the Suns, and we're seeing it a little bit with other teams like the Sixers that have highly paid options and nobody else. What are you going to do if all your money's stuck into three players? I feel like there's going to be an NBA reckoning at some point that has to correct this, that has to jump in and incentivize players like a Tobias Harris going 0 for 2 in 29 minutes. Eventually, there's got to be some kind of switch to an effort-based reward system here, because otherwise, we are never going to see any type of success from 28 teams.
I know we're against it, but isn't that what they put in contract incentives? Like, average this much in the playoffs and make the All-Star team. And there's tons of incentives.
Yeah, with a $30 million base salary,
I think there are tons of incentives for a lot of these guys just to make it to the second round or make it to the conference finals. And, you know, like I said, make an All-Star team or, you know. So I think those things are there. It's just not in the cards for some people. Like, I just don't think it was in the cards for Tobias Harris to shoot more than twice, you know, yesterday. Do you want him to? Yeah. It's just kind of...
Either that or give us money back.
See, that exactly.
They already do that. They already give money back. Once they sign their contract, some of that money goes back to the owners.
Well, imagine that. Like, if it was obviously, like,
still making bank.
Like, we were talking about incentives, but it was just like, hey, by the way, if you put up a playoff performance of 5 points or less, you need to give us $5 million back.
I mean, like I said, they already, you know, once they sign that big deal,
I think a good percentage of
it goes back to the owners and goes back to the team and stuff. So, hey, I mean, I played bad. Sorry.
We got to go, but real quickly, I mean, if I'm getting rid of anybody, I'm getting rid of Kevin Durant, but good luck trying to find a team that wants to trade for that deal and that contract.
Somebody wants Kevin Durant, I guarantee it.
I mean, again, talking with Danny, he was throwing out the 76ers, which I don't think that's an entirely bad idea with playing with Embiid and Maxey, because they don't need the ball in their hands to perform well. They can play off ball. You can incorporate them into the offense where Kevin Durant is the main ball handler, or Maxey is the main ball handler, and then finds Durant or finds Embiid. But Durant is someone that likes to create on his own. Like, but again, being 35, going on 36, 37, like, what kind of Durant are you going to get going forward? Like, you're not going to be a running offense with him.
No.
Like, the legs aren't going to be as fresh going forward. So, I don't know. It's a very tricky situation that the Suns are in. Best of luck. Made your bed. Time to lie in it.
Mm. Hey, man. Good luck, man. Shouldn't have got all the three of the same guys.
That is, what is it, the new owner syndrome? New owner, start spending money like crazy, thinking it's going to work out, and now look at you
now. Steve Ballmer tried that and see how things are working out
exactly.
For him.
Exactly.
Yeah, shiny new toy syndrome. I hate when GMs fall to that.
All right. We got to go. We'll finish the show up next here, 1080 The Fan.
Time, and now I can't sit for a week because of what you've done to me.
That's what the jockeys say after the Kentucky Derby when they lose. It's supposed to be a good time. Now I can't sit right for a week. Real quickly, before we end the show, favorite type of breakfast egg dish? Go.
Over easy.
Over easy for you,
yes.
Jordan?
Yeah,
I make a mean hollandaise. A little more lemony and not as thick as the restaurants. Like so it just tastes like gross pre-made sauce at restaurants. So good old hollandaise on some Eggs Benedict.
Yeah, I think I'm going Eggs Benny too. Like Rashad was saying that he wanted a nice little breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
He's been a hard-working man moving his house.
Yeah. On the dolo.
Appliances, furniture, TVs,
everything.
And
I moved a washer and dryer yesterday or on Friday, just all by myself. Back is killing me. I'm definitely 41
because he needs a backiotomy.
Man,
need that protein.
Real bad.
So he broke his back, spinal. Yeah, I think I'm going to Eggs Benedict. Rashad said an omelet. I was like, damn, I can't tell you the last time I had an omelet. Have you seen those videos of people making omelets and then putting it over like fried rice and then they cut the omelet right and down it, the middle?
Like
and
the
then
Japanese it, like, omelet?
Bro, that kind of omelet looks very...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So we're not going to have any of the old Overholt, are we?
Just doesn't look good, bro.
I'm with it.
On the YouTube stream, you can see the old Overholt.
I'm with
straight
it.
Straight rye whiskey.
I'm not a rye guy.
Born in Pennsylvania, made in Kentucky.
What's your favorite liquor, Rashad?
Established in 1810.
You said what?
What's your favorite liquor since it is your birthday?
You know, honestly.
We'll give it a whiff.
Honestly, I'm not sure. I don't know if I really have a favorite.
Oh, that's some damn good whiskey right there, boy.
I'm a whiskey guy, so probably, you know, the Makers or something like that.
You know, a very contentious point that I didn't realize, because I just like bourbon.
Yeah.
What are our feelings on scotch?
I mean, I'm not a scotch
I love
guy.
Scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. There it goes down.
Down into my belly.
Mm-mm-mm. So I do like scotch. You know?
Yeah.
That's like the Crown Royal. Like, all that's right. That's Canadian, like scotch whiskey, right? Or,
yeah.
There's Canadian, there's scotch, there's bourbon, which bourbon is only in Kentucky, right?
I definitely fuck with the... I definitely mess with... with anything scotch for the most part. OMG.
Woo!
All right, my fingers are ready.
Yeah, they are.
All right,
fast finger Schultzy, that's what they call you.
Let's stop talking for the next 2 minutes so we can allow this to get back
to catch up.
My gosh,
man.
It's wild, happens to the best.
Listen,
it's
wild. A tough game. It's tough in these streets, all right?
It is.
I'm just going to go listen to make sure I caught that.
Players mess up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see, you could beat Tobias Harris, play 30 minutes, shoot 0-for-2, score no points, and still make $40 million. But a little slip of the tongue here on the radio makes $10 an hour. You're fired!
Have your head. Luckily, I don't think anybody's really listening right now.
Yeah, maybe that's how we figure that out via the Vancouver 4 text line.
Whoa, what
did you
say?
Just hear that?
No.
503-864-6326.
Nobody heard that.
Please text in to let us know, A, if you're listening, and B, if you heard that.
No, of course not. But to answer your question, I do love a good scotch. Like, really.
You do F with a good scotch.
I do, you know. So, not something I really buy as often. I'm not sure how often y'all actually partake in scotch.
Oh, God.
We got it. We're all good.
Good. That's why you're the man. That's why they pay you the
big bucks. I do know that it's not good on the stream and YouTube. That goes out. There ain't no dump button on that.
Well, they're not monitored by the FCC, so no bother.
So I will say that that if you were listening via the Odyssey app or on YouTube, you got yourself a treat there.
Yeah, that's kind of tight.
Little Easter egg there.
A little behind the scenes type stuff.
All right, so one of the... I digress. One of the contracts I wanted to bring up, and this team, because we talked about it a little bit last week, is the Phoenix Suns. The Bradley Beal contract, depending on how he plays going forward, that is a contract that the Suns probably don't want to F with this point.
It was bad in Washington. And so Phoenix knew that, though. And that's the cool part. Phoenix knew how bad Bradley Beal's contract was before they made the deal for Bradley Beal. And then he got there and like, oh, now Phoenix is screwed. You talk about a franchise that has no idea which way is up right now. There's a good chance they're going to lose Devin Booker. There's a lot of New York, you know, Knicks talk. I think that would be terrible for the Knicks, but, you know.
Well, this is where I wanted to go next, but I'm glad that you brought it up. Is like, yeah, you have three massive contracts in Bradley Beal, and that's going to be untradeable. I'm pretty sure he has a no-trade clause in that contract as well, so he gets to dictate what happens with it and what team he would even go to. But you also have Kevin Durant and you have Devin Booker. So I was talking about it with Danny a little bit on Friday, I want to believe. It's like, out of Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, because you're stuck with that Bradley Beal contract.
Oh, it's bad.
It's not great, Bob. But you have Kevin Durant and you have Devin Booker. It sounds like that the Suns are going to make a choice between one of those two players as far as who you keep on this team going forward. Because I do not think you can go into the future with all three of these contracts. You cannot. It's not feasible. So, who do you get rid of? Do you get rid of Kevin Durant or do you get rid of Devin Booker? I mean, that is, to me, I have my answer, but I'm curious what you guys think.
Well, one is an aging superstar that has had an Achilles injury, which he's played well through.
Kevin Durant, 35, his hair, 45.
And then you have a great head of hair on the other side and Devin Booker.
Well, who knows? It could be fake.
And we hear that might be a piece. So we don't know exactly what's going on with the top of Devin Booker's head, you know, but you do have.
Real quickly, did you see the graphic that they made?
Of course.
When the Timberwolves beat the Suns?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so
that's a deep internet cut right there.
So we'll see. I think it'd be smart money to stay with Devin Booker. But he's been in Phoenix for a while. He's been close, but no cigar, you know, at least 1 year.
Kind of a bitch though.
He's a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a diva, you know, but
he is 27.
He's 27, 35. I'm taking the 27-year-old. This is kind of, the Lakers had a similar situation with Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe, and where it was like, well, here's Shaq, and he's 30-something, and then we got this 26-year-old dude over here. It's like, yeah, we think we got to go with We got to go with the younger guy. Like, we have to, it's just good business. And so you have two guys that do the same thing for the most part.
That's
the cold part.
Yeah, I don't think you can trade anybody but Devin Booker. I feel like he's the most tradable asset on your roster.
It's true.
I would hope that teams have figured out the Kevin Durant experiment after Golden State. This is the second stop after Brooklyn that he's made.
But there might be some veteran teams that might have some draft capital and stuff like that just need a player like Kevin Durant to get over the hump. There's some teams that don't really care about building for the future. Let's win now. Like, let's go ahead and win right now. So we can trade away some of our draft capital if it gets us a Kevin Durant, a guy that can help us win now. If you're talking about for the future, for the long run, Devin Booker is definitely the way that you want to go.
But do they, whoever's trading for Kevin Durant, that's a $50 million salary we're talking about, y'all. I mean, we've kind of got to narrow it down to like three or four select options that actually have the room available. And it's kind of just, hey, we're going to give you our scraps and try to make this match salary-wise, and that's all Phoenix is going to be able to get.
And Kevin Durant, he's got 2 years left on his contract. Excuse me, 3 years, and then he's an unrestricted free agent after the 26-27 season.
At 38?
That sounds 37, like
37, 38,
Doing math, yeah, that's correct. Devin Booker, he is locked in through 28-29. Oh my God. He is making $72 million in that last year.
It's too much.
And KD would have like a buyout would be the only real thing that you could, you know, probably do to get him on a contending team right now. But I don't know, man. I think, like I said, Phoenix is screwed. They gave away all their draft picks, so they don't have a pick for the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. So there goes your franchise's future. So now you have to keep these stars because you have nothing else to build around them. Like I don't know. I think it's nasty work by the Phoenix Suns. Like, I probably wouldn't have made that deal for Bradley Beal, because who gets three of the same player? You know, the reason Boston was able to win is because you had all these three superstars that could do a lot of similar stuff, but they all decided to, okay, for the betterment of this team, Ray Allen, I'm a really good spot-up shooter. I'm a really good shooter. Cool. You shoot. We don't need you to break anybody down off the dribble. You shoot. KG, oh, I'm a defender, and I can be the – great. You do that. Paul Pierce, I'm taking people one-on-one and everything. Cool. Everybody's got their role to play. When everybody's role is to shoot and score, I'm sorry. We're not at the park right now.
Apologies. Durant's contract ends after the 25-26 season.
Oh, so next year.
Yeah, and Devin Booker's ends after the 27-28 season. That final year, he will make $62 million, which is still...
Yeah, you kind of wonder... I agree with that puking sound. You wonder if more teams are going to be in the situations like the Phoenix Suns as we get closer to this next CBA ending. And I think it's like 2030 is what this next CBA lasts until for the NBA. We're going to be seeing guys on every team, two or three at least, making 40, 50, if not 60 mil by the end of this. Inflation ain't rising that fast, guys. I am not. Let me try to state this. Jordan, you don't want players to be poor? No. I am all about players getting their bag. However, it's to the point now, guys, and I feel like we're seeing this with the Suns, and we're seeing it a little bit with other teams like the Sixers that have highly paid options and nobody else. What are you going to do if all your money's stuck into three players? I feel like there's going to be an NBA reckoning at some point that has to correct this, that has to jump in and incentivize players like a Tobias Harris going 0 for 2 in 29 minutes. Eventually, there's got to be some kind of switch to an effort-based reward system here, because otherwise, we are never going to see any type of success from 28 teams.
I know we're against it, but isn't that what they put in contract incentives? Like, average this much in the playoffs and make the All-Star team. And there's tons of incentives.
Yeah, with a $30 million base salary,
I think there are tons of incentives for a lot of these guys just to make it to the second round or make it to the conference finals. And, you know, like I said, make an All-Star team or, you know. So I think those things are there. It's just not in the cards for some people. Like, I just don't think it was in the cards for Tobias Harris to shoot more than twice, you know, yesterday. Do you want him to? Yeah. You know, it's just kind of...
Either that or give us money back.
See, that exactly.
They already do that. They already give money back. Once they sign their contract, some of that money goes back to the owners.
Well, imagine that. Like, if it was obviously, like,
still making bank.
Like, we were talking about incentives, but it was just like, hey, by the way, if you put up a playoff performance of 5 points or less, you need to give us $5 million back.
I mean, like I said, they already, you know, once they sign that big deal,
if you average this much,
I think a good percentage
series
of it goes back to the owners and goes back to the team and stuff. So, hey, I mean, I played bad. Sorry.
We got to go, but real quickly, I mean, if I'm getting rid of anybody, I'm getting rid of Kevin Durant, but good luck trying to find a team that wants to trade for that deal and that contract.
Somebody wants Kevin Durant, I guarantee it.
I mean, again, talking with Danny, he was throwing out the 76ers, which I don't think that's an entirely bad idea with playing with Embiid and Maxey, because they don't need the ball in their hands to perform well. They can play off ball. You can incorporate them into the offense where Kevin Durant is the main ball handler, or Maxey is the main ball handler, and then finds Durant or finds Embiid. But Durant is someone that likes to create on his own. Like, but again, being 35, going on 36, 37, like, what kind of Durant are you going to get going forward? Like, you're not going to be a running offense with him.
No.
Like, the legs aren't going to be as fresh going forward. So, I don't know. It's a very tricky situation that the Suns are in. Best of luck. You made your bed. Time to lie in it.
Mm. Hey, man. Good luck, man. Shouldn't have got all the three of the same guys.
That is, what is it, the new owner syndrome? New owner, start spending money like crazy, thinking it's going to work out, and now look at you
well,
now,
Steve
Matt.
Ballmer tried that and see how things are working out
exactly.
For him.
Yeah,
shiny new toy syndrome. I hate when GMs fall to that.
All right, we got to go. We'll finish the show up next here, 1080 The Fan.
Time, and now I can't sit for a week because of what you've done to me.
That's what the jockeys say after the Kentucky Derby when they lose. It's supposed to be a good time. Now I can't sit right for a week. Real quickly, before we end the show, favorite type of breakfast egg dish? Go.
Over easy.
Over easy for you?
Yes.
Jordan, do you have
a
preference?
I make a mean hollandaise. A little more lemony and not as thick as the restaurants. Like so it just tastes like gross pre-made sauce at restaurants. So good old hollandaise on some Eggs Benedict.
Yeah, I think I'm going Eggs Benny too. Like Rashad was saying that he wanted a nice old breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
He's been a hard-working man moving his house.
Damn. On the dolo.
Appliances, furniture, TVs,
everything.
And whatnot.
I moved a washer and dryer yesterday, or on Damn. Friday, just all by myself. Back is killing me. I'm definitely 41 because
he needs a bacchiotomy.
Man,
need that
real bad.
So he broke his back, spinal. Yeah, I think I'm going Eggs Benedict. Rashad said an omelet. I was like, damn, I can't tell you the last time I had an omelet. Have you seen those videos of people making omelets and then putting it over like fried rice, and then they cut the omelet right down the middle?
Like the Japanese omelet,
bro. That kind of omelet looks very unappetizing. Those
Agreed.
Eggs are way too runny, way too liquidy.
Is it
I'm
weird
out.
That I would smash it? I see it all the time. I'm like, man, a little,
well,
little
hope you
hot
just
sauce.
Eat it.
Yeah. Oh, no. Devour that joint.
Yeah, I don't know. Whenever
I think
see
it comes with a little like patty of something underneath, like a little.
Maybe you're thinking of like, what's the Hawaiian dish with eggs and like gravy and you get like a sausage in there. Oh my God. Is it, oh, come on. This is killing me here with the last bit here. Loco Moco. That's what it is.
Those are good too.
Yeah. Loco Moco is fire. Cause yeah, you get a little sausage patty, some gravy over rice, but no, those omelets, those Asian omelets, it's like, those are not cooked. Baked eggs with some Gruyere cheese on the Vancouver Ford text line? Damn.
I don't know if you guys have,
that's fancy.
Have you guys ever cracked an egg like in the middle of a bagel and then thrown it in the stove? Oh my God, that's so good.
Or put a nice little in the middle of a bread, put that on the on the stove too? Yeah.
Well, now I'm hungry. I made some killer cheesy eggs yesterday, scrambled eggs. Joey is a big fan of those whenever I can make those. All right, well, I hope you're enjoying some eggs, or have enjoyed eggs, or some breakfast of some sort today. Rashad, get yourself a breakfast, you hardworking man.
Man, I appreciate it. I definitely will, bro.
Congratulations on the birthday. Making
appreciate
another
it.
Congratulations
appreciate
on the move.
It. Absolutely. Thank you.
I'll see you all in 2 weeks. I'm going to go to Central Oregon next weekend. Perfect timing because the weather is supposed to be spot on. Going to go hang out with the lady out at Brasada Ranch. get some golf in, get some food in, and enjoy one of the most beautiful places in our country, Central Oregon.
Enjoy that, man. It should be fun.
10-1-1.
For Jordan Schultz behind the glass, Rashad Taylor across the foam marble table, I'm Joe Fisher. Thank you for listening to Sports Sunday, and I will catch you all in 2 weeks. Peace.
Time, and now I can't sit for a week because of what you've done to me.
That's what the jockeys say after the Kentucky Derby when they lose. It's supposed to be a good time. Now I can't sit right for a week. Real quickly, before we end the show, favorite type of breakfast egg dish? Go.
Over easy.
Over easy for you, yes. Jordan?
Do you have a preference? Mean hollandaise. A little more lemony and not as thick as the restaurants. Like so it just tastes like gross pre-made sauce at restaurants. So good old hollandaise on some eggs benedict.
Yeah, I think I'm going eggs benny too. Like Rashad was saying that he wanted a nice little breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
He's been a hard working man moving his house.
Damn. On the dolo.
Appliances, furniture, TVs,
everything.
And
I moved a washer and dryer yesterday or on Friday just all by myself. Back is killing me. I'm definitely 41
because he needs a backiotomy.
Man,
need that protein.
Real bad.
So he broke his back, spinal. Yeah, I think I'm going Eggs Benedict. Rashad said an omelet. I was like, damn, I can't tell you the last time I had an omelet. Have you seen those videos of people making omelets and then putting it over like fried rice and then they cut the omelet right down the middle?
Like the Japanese omelet,
bro. That kind of omelet looks very unappetizing. Those eggs are way too runny, way too liquidy.
Is it weird that I would smash it? I see it all the time. I'm like, man, a little
hot sauce. Well, I hope you just eat it.
Yeah. Oh, no. Devour that joint.
Yeah, I don't know. Whenever I
think it comes with a little like patty of something underneath, like a little...
Maybe you're thinking of like, what's the Hawaiian dish with eggs and like gravy and you get like a sausage in there? Oh my God. Is it, come on. This is killing me here with the last bit here. Loco Moco. That's what it is.
Those are good too.
Yeah, Loco Moco is fire. Because you get a little sausage patty, some gravy over rice. But no, those omelets, those Asian omelets, it's like those are not cooked. Baked eggs with some Gruyere cheese on the Vancouver Ford text line. Damn.
I don't know if you guys have,
that's fancy.
Have you guys ever cracked an egg like in the middle of a bagel and then thrown it in the stove? Oh my God, that's so good.
Or put a nice little in the middle of a bread, put that on the on the stove too. Yeah.
Well, now I'm hungry. I made some killer cheesy eggs yesterday, scrambled eggs. Joey is a big fan of those whenever I can make those. All right. Well, I hope you're enjoying some eggs or have enjoyed eggs or some breakfast of some sort today. Rashad, get yourself a breakfast, you hardworking man.
Man, I appreciate it. I definitely will, bro.
Congratulations on the birthday. Making
appreciate
another
it.
Congratulations
appreciate
on the move.
It. Absolutely. Thank you.
I'll see y'all in 2 weeks. I'm going to go to Central Oregon next weekend. Perfect timing because the weather is supposed to be spot on. Going to go hang out with the lady out at Brasada Ranch. Get some golf in, get some food in, and enjoy one of the most beautiful places in our country, Central Oregon.
Enjoy that, man. It should be fun.
10-1-1.
For Jordan Schultz behind the glass, Rashad Taylor across the foam marble table, I'm Joe Fisher. Thank you for listening to Sports Sunday, and I will catch you all in 2 weeks. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.